This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So everyone's expecting us to move on to Parshas Achrei Mois, but no, due to popular demand, I'm going to tell you something on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, something original that I was thinking about over the last days of Pesach. Trying to develop it. I don't believe anybody ever said this before. Could be for good reason nobody ever said it. But it's definitely original. That I'll give you. That's for sure. So before I forget it, I figured let's see if we could develop it. And Bezchus HaRabim, I think it's something you'll remember. Okay, I want to discuss a story that took place in the Haggadah. And connected to one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Okay, so everybody knows the famous story. Ma'isa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Ezben Azaria, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shehayu Mesubin, Bivnei Brak. Okay, we have five Tanoim, five of the most prestigious Tanoim. Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Beis Din. Rabbi Ezben Azaria, we'll see what he was. He may have been the Reish Masifta. You could have one. Rabbi Akiva was one of the greatest of all the Tanoim who ever lived. And they're all sitting in Bnei Brak. And the question that hit me was, there's one Tana who's conspicuously absent from this Seder. I realized, you know, of all the Tanoim, probably the most important Tana of the era, for some reason, wasn't there, wasn't invited, wasn't in the neighborhood. And that is the Nasi himself, Ram Gamliel. Where's Ram Gamliel? Why is Ram Gamliel not at this Seder? Where was he? The truth is, you could look through the Tarsha Ba'peh. We basically only have two reports of Sedarim in the whole body of the Mishnah, Mechilta, and so on. And that is, we have one more report about a Seder. And interestingly, at this report speaks about the Seder of none other than Ram Gamliel himself. Yeah? This Seder...
Had to retire the Zoom because...
What? Okay, so we have one other report of a Seder. We have a Tosefta M'sachim, Parak Yod Halacha Ches. And the Tosefta says, Ein maftirin achar ha-Pesach, afikoymen. You can't eat after you eat the afikoymen. Kugoyin egoizim, tamarim, kloyos, you can't eat potato chips, popcorn, pretzels. And then the Tosefta continues. Chayiv adam lasik b'hilchos ha-Pesach kol ha-layla. Person has to be involved in learning the halachos of Pesach the whole night. Afilu beinoy lebein benoy, even between you and your son. Afilu beinoy lebein atzmoy. Afilu beinoy lebein tamidoy. Masa, there's a story. Baram and Gamliel. Story about Ram Gamliel was the Kenim. Shahayu mesubin bebeis beitos ben zoinin, belud. Vahayu asukin behilchos ha-Pesach kol halayla. They were involved in learning the halachos the whole night. Eid Krois HaGever. Okay. It's very interesting. Why didn't Ram Gamliel join Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Kiva, and Rav Tarfon? Interestingly, while they were Mesaper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, which presumably means they discussed the narrative and the storyline, Ram Gamliel discussed the halachos of Pesach, which is also of note. Let's talk about another passage from the Haggadah, and this is also a Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Brachos. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Hare ani kiven shivim shana. Behold, I'm 70 years old. V'loy zachisi shetei amar yitzias Mitzrayim b'leilis. I never was zoicha that to say yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Now, what does it mean v'loy zachisi? So the Bar Tanur says loy nitzachti l'chachamim. I can never prevail. Loi zachisi doesn't mean I never merited. He did have the merit. That was his opinion, and he followed it. Every night of the year, Rav Elazar ben Azaria recalled and commemorated Yitzias Mitzrayim. He was never able to beat the Chachamim in an argument and convince them and give them a winning argument that they, in fact, should agree to him that they should say Yitzias Mitzrayim in the night. So why was he never victorious? Apparently, he was never victorious until he said this Mishnah. What changed when Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said, Hare, I'm 70 years old and I was never zoicha until today? What happened on that day that he was finally zoicha? So I think, and I believe, that the key to understanding all of this lays in the Rambam's Gersa in the Haggadah. The Rambam has a very unique Gersa in the Haggadah, which really turns the whole Haggadah on its head. And that is, if you look at number 5, in the Rambam's Gersa in the Haggadah, and the Rambam appears at the end of his Halachas of Chametz Matzah, the Rambam brings down Maisa Rebbe Elazar, which is the story in that we have in the Haggadah. Maisa Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shur, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Tarfoin. Says the Rambam. The Rambam is goyres in the Mishnah and Brachos, not Omar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Omar Lohem Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said to them. So what does that do for us? Meaning, according to the Rambam, at that fateful Seder, on that fateful night, when they were Mesaper, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oysoi Halayla, on that very night, when Rebbe Elazar was there, and Rebbe Yeshua was there, and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was there, and Rebbe Akiva was there, and Rebbe Tarfon was there, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah got up and he said, you know, it's like I'm 70 years old and not until tonight was I ever able to give a winning argument and defeat the Chachamim to explain why we say Yitzias Mitzrayim in the night. Which is very odd, because why would Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah have gotten up at that Seder and said a random halacha that's not relevant to the night of Pesach, instead saying a halacha which is relevant to every night of the year? But the Rambam learns that on that very night, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah got up and he told the assemblage, by the way, I was never able to be victorious in this topic until this evening. So if, according to the Rambam, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, at that Seder, said, I'm 70 years old and I was never zoicha to say Yitzias Mitzrayim until tonight, that gives us a completely different perspective on the Haggadah. Because if it happened, if at that Seder Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah told the other rabbis that I was never zoicha to say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, then that means that this story with Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Kiva took place on the fateful day that Rabban Gamliel was deposed. That Rabban Gamliel was asked to find a different job, was asked to sell used cars, and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah took over as the Nasi. Oh, if that was the day that Rabban Gamliel was deposed, now we understand why Rabban Gamliel wasn't at the Seder. Because he didn't quite get along with Rebbe Yeshua. Because this was already the third time that Rebbe Gamliel acted in a very authoritative way to Rebbe Yeshua, and the people couldn't take it anymore. So they asked him, do us a favor. We're starting Prabhas in about 3 minutes. So maybe that would explain why Rebbe Gamliel wasn't there. Rebbe Gamliel wasn't there because it was on that day that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. By the way, we're going to examine in a moment, the Gemara Brachai says, Amen Vavam Beis, Ketzad Haseba. How do we arrange people who are sitting around the table? Who is the most important person? Where does the most important person sit? In the middle. The next important? On the right. The next? On the left. The next? On the right, right. The next? On the left, left. So let's go back and read the Mishnah. Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer, b'Rabbi Yeshua, b'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, b'Rabbi Akiva, b'Rabbi Tarfon. Where is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on this list? He's in the middle. What's he doing in the middle? He's the youngest one there. Why is he sitting in the middle? You know why? Because that was the day he was appointed to be the Nasi. And who's on his right side? Rabbi Yeshua. Of course Rabbi Yeshua is on his right side. Because Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Beis Din. In fact, Rabbi Yeshua was the first suggested candidate to become the Nasi, but they said it would be too insulting to Rabbi Gamliel, so they had a pass on him. Who was the next candidate that they suggested to be the Nasi? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva sitting on his left side. But what was the problem with Rabbi Akiva? He didn't have his chosavos. So we have the whole setup, according to the Gemara in Brachos, the setup is very beautiful, because this is the day that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. And Mamela Rebbe Gamliel was either not invited or chose not to participate at a Seder where his replacements were all sitting around the table speaking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, let's take a look for a moment in number 6. I don't know, I like to say this is the most famous Gemara in Shas, but I don't know, I don't think anybody ever took a poll what the most famous Gemara in Shas is, but this would definitely rank as one of the most well-known Gemaras in Shas. The Gemara says, I'll translate, a student, who by the way, at the end of the Gemara identifies as Rav Shimon bar Yochai, came before Rabbi Yeshua, he said, is Marav discretionary or is Marav obligatory? So Rabbi Yeshua said, it's discretionary. They came before Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel said, you gotta say it. So Rabbi Shimon Echai said, what do you mean? Rabbi Yeshua said it's discretionary. Says Ram Gamliel, wait until all the rabbis come into the Beis Medrash. And when all the shield bearers came into the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Shimon Echai got up. He asked to Shaila. Ram Gamliel said, I say it's a chayva. Anybody have anything to say contrary? Now, if Ram Gamliel expressed his opinion, nobody's saying boo. Because Ram Gamliel maintained the following position. That in the aftermath of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, let's understand for a moment. Who is Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel is the fifth generation from Hillel. Hillel was a direct descendant of David HaMelech. Now, the opinion of the Davidic family going back from Hillel is Nahoig Nisiyaska Barama. That is, you can't be a wimp if you're going to be a leader in Klal Yisrael. You need to have an iron fist. You cannot allow anyone to challenge you. And the moment anybody says anything to sort of speak, put you on weak footing, you need to squelch them immediately. That was the opinion of Rebbe. It has nothing to do with humility. The family of David was the most humble of all of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, Mishames Rebbe Batla Anava. When Rebbe passed away, Anava ceased, but Rebbe was the one who said, Nahoig Nisiyascha Barama. Rebbe's father was Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon Gamliel's father was? Very good, Rabban Gamliel, excellent. Now this Rabban Gamliel was Rabban Gamliel of Yavne. That when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was being led out of the Yerushalayim in the coffin and he finally meets Vespasian and he asks for something, he said, Ten li Yavne v'chachameh, give me Yavne and its sages, and Shel Shalisa Shel Rabban Gamliel. He meant this Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel of Yavne, the grandfather of Rebbe. Rabban Gamliel's father was Shimon. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, one of the Asar Harugi Malchus. His father was Ram Gamliel Hazakin. Ram Gamliel Hazakin. His father was probably Rab Shimon, and his father was Hillel. Okay, so we have seven generations from Hillel until Rebbe. Okay? This was the second Ram Gamliel of Yavne, who maintained that in order to, now Ram Gamliel of Yavne lived through the time of the Churban. And he lived in the aftermath of the Churban. And he felt that since Klal Yisrael were reeling from the Churban, in order to galvanize, in order to solidify the strength of Klal Yisrael, he needed to consolidate the power of the Nesios, and therefore he did not allow anyone to argue on him. No kidding, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah gets up and he says, until this day, I was never able to get the Chachamim to agree to me. You know why he was never able to get the Chachamim to agree to him? Because you know who... who agreed with the Chachamim? Probably Ram Gamliel. Nobody's starting up with Ram Gamliel. So until this day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I was never successful in giving a winning argument. Shkoyach, now he's sitting around the Seder with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Gamliel's in Lud somewhere. So now finally he's able to give a winning argument. But the Gemara continues.
He was from the Yeshua Knesset Gdolah, Rav Shimon?
No.
Yeshua Knesset Gdolah?
No, not yet. Not yet. So Gemara continues. The Gemara says, anybody argue with me? Rabbi Yeshua says, no, not me. I don't argue with you. So Gamliel doesn't take that. Gamliel says, but they say in your name that you say it's Rishus. So Gamliel orders Rabbi Yeshua, stand up, and they're going to testify about you. So Rabbi Yeshua has no choice. Rabbi Yeshua says, basically, you're right. I hold Marav as a Rishus. Gamliel did not let Rabbi Yeshua sit down. So Rabbi Yeshua is standing there. Ram Gamliel is giving the drasha, and people, so to speak, are very sensitive to the honor of Rabbi Yeshua, that he's standing there like a statue. Ram Gamliel, basically, Rabbi Yeshua is a puppet. Gamliel ordered him to stand, and he can't sit down. And people started talking, and they said to Chutzpis, who's the Meturgaman, how long is this Ram Gamliel going to cause tzar to Rabbi Yeshua? Remember last year on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yeshua held Yom Kippur was one day, Ram Gamliel held was a different day. Ram Gamliel ordered Rabbi Yeshua to appear to him on the day that Rabbi Yeshua held was Yom Kippur. And there was another instance that Ram Gamliel displayed authority over Rabbi Yeshua. So they said, let's remove him. So they said, fine, no problem. Who's going to be the next rabbi? You know, it's not easy to appoint a new rabbi. To appoint Rabbi Yeshua, It's going to be too insulting to Ram Gamliel because Rabbi Shua is the Bala Maisa. Rev Miller suggests when the Gemara says that we can't appoint Rabbi Shua because it's going to be insulting to Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua was the one who told the Chachamim, you can't appoint me, it's going to be too insulting to him. So the Gemara says, let's appoint Rabbi Akiva. No, maybe Ram Gamliel will give him a bad look, and Rabbi Akiva does not have the requisite zchus avos. So they said, let's appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's wise, he's wealthy, and he has yichus. He's wise, he can answer questions. He's wealthy, he could deal with the Caesar. And he has yichus, he's a 10th generation from Ezra. So Ram Gamliel, if he gives him a bad look, he'll be protected. So what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say? I got to ask the boss. Right? He went to ask his wife. But he didn't listen to his wife, which is a general policy. You could ask, but it doesn't mean you have to answer. So he said, let me ask the boss. So his wife said, maybe they'll remove you. So he said, one day in the sun is oichet get. Right? Well, and the Gemara says, he didn't have, she said to him, that you don't have white hair. So 18 rows of white hair grew. Okay. Hainu dikama Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, hare ani kevem shivim shana, v'loi ben shivim shana. So perhaps we could suggest, if according to the Gersa of the Rambam, Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, hare ani kevem shivim shana, is what Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said at that fateful Seder, then that fateful Seder must have been during the Tekufa that Ram Gamliel was removed, and that perhaps may explain why Ram Gamliel was not at that Seder. But the Gemara says further. The Gemara says on that day, somebody lost a job. Who lost the job? The guard of the Beis Medrash. Because Ram Gamliel was a tough person. Not personally, but he conducted his authority and his power in a very exacting way. Ram Gamliel's policy was, most people look better on the outside than they are on the inside. People shuckle away during Shemana Esrei. And what are they thinking about? What are they thinking about? Weather, sports, food, and other things that we don't want to talk about, right? So most people, they're better on the outside than they are on the inside. Rabbi Gamliel's policy was called Talmud she'in toichoi kabaroi al yikonsu lebeis ha-medrash. Anybody whose inside is not unequal to their outside cannot enter the Beis Medrash. So as you can imagine, there's nobody in the Beis Medrash, right? Who's going to meet the test of Ram Gamliel? You have to pass before Ram Gamliel, and he's going to look into your lave, into your moyach, into your neshama. Nobody's passing the test. Says the Gemara, on that day, they removed the guard of the Beis HaMedrash. And Rav Gamliel used to announce, called Talmud Shein Toi Gabar, like the Beis HaMedrash. How many benches were added? Either 400 or 700 benches were added into the Beis HaMedrash. So you could imagine, who's walking into the Beis HaMedrash the day Rav Elazar ben Azariah was appointed? The Rasha, the Tum, the Sheinei Yedei Elishol. They're all, until now, the Beis Medrash was full of what? All the Chachamim. The Sheinei Yedei Elishol didn't even get into the building. The Rasha couldn't even get onto the block. And the Tom was like peeking in. Could we suggest, Rabbi Yisai, that the Seder begins, Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. You know why the Seder has to begin this way? This Mishnah is a random Mishnah. It's not connected to Lel Seder. This is a halacha about Maskirin, Yitzias Mitzrayim, about Leilois. It's not really. You know why? Because we've got a big problem. Because the Torah says the night of the Seder, you need to teach four types of children. But the problem is, Ram Gamliel is standing at your front door saying, Chacham, you could come in. But Tam, Rasha, Sheini Yedei Elishol, stay out. So the first thing we need to do when we start the Seder is we need to depose Ram Gamliel. The Seder begins, Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is the only way we could get all the kids to the table. The only way everyone's coming to the table is if Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is the Nasi, but Ram Gamliel's policy would not allow all the children to be at the Seder. So you say, that's a stretch. Let me tell you another thing. It's quoted, and I saw this quoted in many Svarim, but I could not find where they quoted from. And the source of it is Rav Nachman of Breslov, who says in Likutei Maran, Shachris is Rashi Tevois, She'eno Yedei Elishol, Chacham, Rasha, Tam. What? Yud is any Yid.
A yid.
No, but you don't need. Yeah, Shachris doesn't have to have a yid in it. Shachris is Rosh Hashanah. The yid is like this. She'eno yodea. Shin, yud, she'eno yodea. Ches is chacham. Reish is rasha. Taf is tam. So listen to this. Maisa Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Elazar Nazariah. Now, when did this story happen? This story happened the night that Rebbe Elazar Nazariah became the Nasi. If he's becoming a Nasi, who could enter the Seder? Allah Kindalach. So what are they trying to do that night? They're trying to reach even the Tam, the Rasha, the Sheni Yadei Elishal. So you know what the Talmidim came? Ad Shabo Talmidim. They said, Rabbi Seinu, Higia, Zman Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. Your pronouncement of Emunah has Taka reached Shachris. The Sheni Yadei Elishal, the Chacham, the Rasha, and the Tam. Because Ren Gamliel is the Nasi. These people are not entering. I found this, by the way. This detail I found.
He was a stumbling block.
Well, no, that was his opinion.
According to you.
By the way, Rav Gamliel felt bad when they opened up the Beis Medrash and they added 400 benches. Rav Gamliel felt bad. So the Gemara says he had a dream. And in his dream he saw a white, clear cup with ashes inside, as if to say, Rav Gamliel, you were right for not letting the people in because they might be nice on the outside, but there are ashes on the inside. And the Gemara says, no, Rav Gamliel was wrong. So why did Hashem comfort him? Because Rav Gamliel was such a chacham, Hashem wanted Rav Gamliel to feel good, even though he was incorrect. That's the Gemara. Okay. So it's interesting. I found in the Haggadah of Rav Nosson Gestetner, he quotes Likutei Maran, that chacham, rasha, tam, sheni yodei elishal, is rosh teva shachris. He says, that's pshat, Avraham was mesakein shachris. Avraham was able to bring emunah to all of Klal Yisrael. And this is what the Talmidim told the Rabbeim, that through Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, through Rabbi Seim HaKadoshim, they were able to be Mashpia Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, Shachris to all four types of Jews. He's even bothered in the next piece, so why is the order first, She'enu Yedei Elishal? You know, he should come last. She'enu Yedei Elishal is the lowest Madrega. So he says that since on the night of the Seder, it's Issarusa de Le'ila, and Hashem is Mashpia, Ruchnios, even for those who are not deserving, and it's a Matnas Chinam, the lower you are, the first you get it. Okay, but be it as it may, could we suggest that the reason why the Seder begins this way is because we cannot even begin the Seder of having a discussion with Tam, Rasha, Eni Yedei Elishal, with Ram Gamliel as the Nasi? We start off with Rebbe Lezer's appointment, which is indicated in the fact he's listed in the middle over here. By the way, in Rebbe Reuven Margolius' Haggadah, he says that the order of Rebbe Lezer, Rishua, Rebbe Lezer ben Azari, Rebbe Kiva of Tarfin, and number 7, is based on the arrangement mentioned in the Gemara Brachas Mevav Amabez, that the most important one is seated in the middle. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we're just getting warmed up here. Because in my opinion, this explains the format of the Haggadah. Okay? I'm telling you, this is original. So, you know, if you say nobody ever said it before for good reason, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm just telling you an original perspective of the Haggadah. At the end of the day, what's Ram Gamliel doing? Ram Gamliel is just sitting there in the Beis Medrash. He wasn't invited to that Seder. And for good reason, they had just deposed him. Anyway, the Gemara says that the whole Masechta Idyos was taught Boi B'yoyim. And whenever it says Boi B'yoyim in the Mishnah, it refers to the day Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was appointed the Nasi. By the way, many Achroinim say Boi B'yoyim does not mean one specific day, it means an era. Because it's impossible that the whole Idyos was taught in one day. And the Gemara says there was not one halacha that was questioned in the Beis Medrash that they didn't have an answer. Va'af Rabban Gamliel loimana atzma mi Beis HaMedrash afilu shah achas. Even Rabban Gamliel sat there in the Beis Medrash like a humble student. He didn't say, well, either I'm the Nasi or I'm out of here. He remained in the Beis Medrash. Doesn't quite say. Really? Maybe nowadays they would have put him in Chayim. But back then they just deposed him. Okay. But the Gemara continues. Rav Gamliel, now at the end of the day, so where are we in the Seder? I'm maintaining that the Seder parallels this episode in the Gemara Brachas where Rav Gamliel was deposed. So Gemara says Rav Gamliel felt bad. So what did Rav Gamliel say? I'm going to go ask Rabbi Yeshua for forgiveness. So Rav Gamliel comes to Rabbi Yeshua's house and he sees the walls of his house are black. So Gamliel says, it appears to me that you're a blacksmith. And Rabbi Shua was very critical of Gamliel. He says, woe to this generation that you're the leader. You don't know how difficult it is for Tamei Chachamim to make a living. So Gamliel says, I insulted you. Please be Meichel me. Rabbi Shua said, no. So Gamliel said, do it for the honor of who? My father.
His wife.
No, not his wife. He was, who's Matthias? Right? Pious. So now Rabbi Yeshua was Moichel Ram Gamliel. What did Ram Gamliel mean, do it for the honor of my father? Who was his father? Who was Ram Gamliel's father? So he said Ram Gamliel's father was Rav Shimon Gamliel. So who's Rav Shimon Gamliel? Look in Rav Nissen Goyen, look at number 14. V'haida Omar le'aseh b'shvil kvoid beis Abba. Kiloimar, 5 generations before, Bishvil Hillel Hazakin Zakeni Shahayo Misera David. Like we say in the Gemara on Shabbos, Hillel, Shimon, Gamliel, Vishimon were Nagu, their Nasius before the Bayis 100 years. This in Gamliel was the son of Rab Shimon Gamliel, who is the 4th generation to Hillel. So Ram Gamliel was the 5th, his son was Rab Shimon, and his son was Rab Yehuda Hanasi. So Rabbi Hudanasi was the 7th generation to Hillel. 7th generation. So it comes out, when Gamliel said, be moichel me for the sake of my illustrious ancestor, who was he referring to? Hillel Hazakein. So finally, Rabbi Shua was moichel him. So the Gemara says, who's going to tell the Rabbanon that Gamliel could become the Nasi again? So a certain launderer said, I'm going to go tell him. Meanwhile, Rabbi Shua sent a message to the Beis Medrash, And that we should appoint Ram Gamliel again. In the interim, Rabbi Kiva had already locked the doors of the Beis Medrash. So Rabbi Shua went in. Rabbi Shua said, we got to appoint him again. So Rabbi Kiva said, fine, I only deposed him for your honor. If you're Meichel him, let's bring him back. So now the Gemara had a big dilemma. What do we do with Ram Gamliel? If we're going to depose, if we're going to bring down Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there's a rule. Malim b'koidesh, bein maridin. So they go, Elamai, they're going to go half and half. That's not going to work because it's going to create jealousy. By the way, Rav Victor Miller suggests, how does it make sense? Ram Gamliel was the senior Talmud Chacham of the era, and Rav Elazar ben Azariah is 18 years old. He's going to be the assistant. He suggests as follows. They knew that ultimately they're going to bring Ram Gamliel back. If they would have appointed Rabbi Shua or Rabbi Akiva, there would be an untenuous situation between two big guns at the top. You can't have two big guns. You can't have an assistant rabbi who's on equal footing with the rabbi. An assistant rabbi has to be clearly younger and not as capable as the rabbi. Otherwise, it creates competition that's untenable. So since they knew that ultimately they'd put Ram Gamliel back, and they would have to put him back 3 out of 4, so they put in as the 4th a candidate who would not be a competition to Ram Gamliel, who would be a very, very young man. So ultimately, what do they do? Ram Gamliel got 3, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah got 1. I don't know, it hit me like a ton of bricks. So if we're going to say that the Haggadah opens up, what? Ram Gamliel's out of the picture. If Ram Gamliel's out of the picture, in walks in the Rasha, the Tom, and the Shani, the Elishal, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the king. But ultimately, at the end of the day, Ram Gamliel comes back. That's why at the very end of the Seder, Rabban Gamliel Hayoimer. That's why Ram Gamliel comes back to the Seder. He's the end of the Seder. Why? Because at the end of the day, Ram Gamliel returns to his Nasius. But the question is, what do you mean he returns? He's got to get 3! Exactly! So Ram Gamliel gets 3 halachos at the end of the Seder. Kol shaloi omar shloisha dvarim elu b'pesach. Ram Gamliel gets his 3. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only had 1. He has 1 halacha. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilos. Ram Gamliel comes, he gets 3 halachos. Kol shaloi amar shloisha dvarim halalu la yatzi dei chayvasai. The question is, which Ram Gamliel is this? If this is Ram Gamliel Hazaken, the whole Torah doesn't work out. This has to be Ram Gamliel of Yavne. And sure enough, the Tashbetz writes, even though Ram Gamliel is saying what the reason for the Karban Pesach is, so that might lead you to believe this is Ram Gamliel Hazaken, who lived in the time of the Bayis. No! Because he uses a lashon, Pesach Shahayu Avoisenu Oichlim bezman shabes hamikdash kayim al shema. So he's not talking about what he did. He's talking about what a zayda did. So this, says the Tashbetz, is referring to none other than Ram Gamliel of Yavne. Look what he writes. He says the Chida in his Agada quotes the Tashbetz at the end of Maimer Chametz. He says, "V'zel shanu Ram Gamliel shamar gimel dvarim elu einoy Rav and Gamliel hazaken shahaya bezman habayis." V'zahaya ben benoy v'haya achar achurban v'zman Ram Gamliel zeh charav habayis. For Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shoal me'aspas yonus shalayavsek hanasius mishalshala zeh shal Ram Gamliel u'bevaday ki zeh Ram Gamliel ra habayis b'ven yonoy u'v'yom v'haya oisin pesach. Okay, so the Tashbetz learns, interestingly, now the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, it could be that this Ram Gamliel is Ram Gamliel ha zaken, but for our purposes, we're trying to say that this is a reenactment, so to speak. The Seder is a reenactment of the episode in Brachos. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah starts off the night to allow in Shachris, the Sheni Yedei Elisha, the Chacham, and the Rasha, and the Tam. And then ultimately, we bring Ram Gamliel back. The thing is, if we're going to bring him back, he's got to get three. We give him the three. What are the three? Pesach, Matzah, Marah. But we're not done. Because how are we allowed to bring Ram Gamliel back? Rabbi Shua wasn't Meichel him. When Ram Gamliel asked Rabbi Shua to be Meichel him, what did Rabbi Shua say? No. So what did Ram Gamliel have to do? He said, be Meichel me b'schus who? B'schus Hillel. So one last thing we still have to do. We got to bring Hillel into the Seder. And therefore, after Ram Gamliel, we bring in Zecher LeMikdash KeHillel. After Ram Gamliel, we bring in Hillel. Otherwise, Ram Gamliel can't make it back into the Seder. Okay. So, the night of the Seder, perhaps, and we could say as follows. We could say that Ram Gamliel's Mahalach is correct, but in Golos, it really doesn't work that well. Meaning, in the ideal world, you need to have a leader who is only accepting of Teichle Kabaroi. But in the Golos, we're not on that Madrega. So, at the beginning of the night of the Seder, we need to institute the policy of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, open door policy. Because if you're going to start off the Seder, Kol Dichven Yesei V'Yechol, which allegorically means, anyone thirsting for Judaism, come into my house. Ram Gamliel never said that. Did Ram Gamliel ever say Kol Dichven Yesei V'Yechol? No. I'll tell you a ha'ara I had last night. It's a ha'ara nifla. Look in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. I never realized this. I found that Abarbanel points this out, but it's an unbelievable ha'ara. Look in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. You have Hillel Hazaken. You have Shimon. You have Ram Gamliel Hazaken. You have Shimon ben Gamliel. You have Shimon, the son of Ram Gamliel. And you have Rebbe. And guess who's absent from Pirkei Avos? Guess who's the only Tana not mentioned in the whole Pirkei Avos? Ram Gamliel! Hafla of a fella! Ram Gamliel of Yavne is not in Pirkei Avos. So I thought, you know why he's not in Pirkei Avos? What was the man doing the night of the Seder? He's saying, he's Masaprim, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, he's learning Agarata. What's Ram Gamliel doing the night of the Seder? He was Oisek B'Halacha Kol Halayla. You want to know where Gamliel is? He's all over the pages of Shas Behalacha. He's a halacha man. His position was, none of this agadata business. Nahoig Nisiyaskal Barama. He's the only Tana not mentioned in Pirkei Avos. Now, Barbanel is bothered. Why is Ram Gamliel not in Pirkei Avos? He says, maybe they didn't have something to quote over from him. They didn't have something to quote over from him? I'm sure Ram Gamliel had a lot to say. Ram Gamliel was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Gamliel was Oisek Bahalacha Kol Halayla. But the night of the Seder, we have to start off, if you're going to say Kol Dichven Yesei V'Yechal, and you want to bring in Rasha, the Tam, Sheni Yedei Elisha, you want to get Higia Zman Kriyash Mashal Shachris, we start off with Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ariani Kvim Shem Shana. Rabbi Gamliel's at some Seder somewhere in Lud with the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar says, finally, Rabbi Gamliel's not here, I could finally win one argument. Because when Gamliel's here, probably Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wouldn't open up his mouth. Remember when Rabbi Gamliel asked, anybody have anything to say about Mariv? Rabbi Shua said, I have nothing to say about Mariv. Okay, Rabbi Isai, just food for thought about the format of the Seder. It begins with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rangamliel makes a comeback. He gets three halachos, but he's only nimchal. Why? Bezchus aviv zecher lemikdash gehillel.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.